You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory
and WBZH
910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
In hopes of finding survivors, that quake was located in the High Atlas Mountains, but felt in remote villages and in Marrakesh. American citizen T. Barnes lives in the historic city.
I lived in LA, so I'm used to earthquakes. I've never been in an earthquake that is a 6.8. It was traumatic.
President Biden offering condolences and pledging U.S. aid. He's at the G20 summit in New Delhi, India. The two-day gathering of world leaders wraps up Sunday. In Pennsylvania, more than 400 police and tactical teams searching for the escaped murder convict who scaled the wall of the Chester County prison 10 days ago. Danilo Cavalcante has been spotted just miles away at the Longwood Botanical Gardens. The tower guard on duty at the time of the escape has been fired. And the championship match for the women's U.S. Open underway this hour in New York City. American Coco Gauff and Aryna Sabalenka vying for the title. This is ABC News. In Philadelphia, a former police officer now facing murder charges for the shooting death of 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry last month during an encounter. It follows the release of police body cam video that contradicts the officer's account. ABC's Jay O'Brien has details.
In the video, Officer Mark Dial seen approaching Irizarry's car with his gun drawn. Irizarry stays in the car. The door is closed. His window is up. Dial then fires 6 shots in 7 seconds into the driver's seat. The police department first claimed Irizarry lunged at officers with a knife, but that never happens on the video. The department later backtracking.
Not far from Philadelphia, the manhunt for the escaped inmate continues, the search now in its 10th day. In Germany, the Invictus Games underway. Britain's Prince Harry arrived in Dusseldorf. He founded the competition for wounded service members and veterans. Some 500 athletes from 21 countries are there. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
2 pairs. Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The pandemic pause on student loan payments will be over soon. More than 70,000 people in Wisconsin are enrolled in a new federal repayment program. As Mike Moan reports, it figures monthly bills based on people's discretionary income.
More than 4 million Americans have already signed up for the program known as SAVE. The Biden administration says it'll eliminate some debt completely, and others could save as much as 40% a month. Robert Farrington of the College Investor website says it's aggressive in helping those overwhelmed with debt.
There have been income-driven repayment plans for the last 15 to 20 years. However, none of them have offered payments this low at 5% of your discretionary income.
Wisconsin officials note if your debt is eventually forgiven, that portion of the balance would be considered taxable income. Payments are scheduled to resume in early October after a 3-year hiatus. The Biden program was recently announced after a separate student loan forgiveness plan was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Opponents of the initiative have said it will burden taxpayers. While roughly 4 million people have signed up, the Biden administration says more than 20 million could benefit altogether. Farrington says awareness might be an issue given all the student loan activity right now.
There's a lot of information coming at borrowers, and so digesting it all, figuring out the best course of action is very hard.
Another feature of the SAVE program is for those who make their monthly payment, their loan balance won't grow due to unpaid interest. Certain elements of the initiative are being phased in. The website studentaid.gov has details on which loans are eligible and which ones are not. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, September 26, 2023. It is Hump Day here in Madison, Wisconsin, on State Street, high atop the towers.
Hump Day!
There it is. Fantastic. Fantastic. And who do we have on Hump Day each and every Wednesday? Our spectacular colleague and host of Up North News every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 8. It is the one and only Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? You better now? Are you doing okay?
Pat's referring to, I was on his show this morning, and I'm not going to get into the details now. We'll do it now or two.
Oh, I'll get into the details because you come on my show and you're raving like a lunatic about this and that and Spectrum and why are these people on my lawn?
Yeah. So I just want to make sure you're okay now, pal.
A lot of people down here at the world headquarters are calling me an angry old man yelling at clouds now. But yes.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't justified. Right. I worry about your health.
I appreciate that.
So, Did you go for the little walk up to the lake? Did you get some coffee?
I absolutely did. I got some Wonder State coffee and a couple of nice pastries. I sat down next to Lake Mendota at Union at the terrace and just watched geese and ducks and thought about life.
And at no point did you pull an Elvis on your TV or your computer with your frustration with Spectrum.
Okay. Right. For those of you who have been following the saga, after 2 months, not only do I not have my Spectrum channels, last night, apparently overnight, they pulled the internet service as well. So now I have no internet. And so I literally ran in here this morning to get on Pat's show, barely made it just under the wire. And then I had not had any coffee, Patrick, because I wanted to get here. And so... My friends,
the uncaffeinated, unvarnished, full.
I apologize.
Dose of Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, not fun. Not
I appreciated the sincerity with which you saw the world at that hour and through that lens, and so I hope you don't mind that I will have you on my show next when I start doing an afternoon show, so that you're just a little more settled down. And
are you going to start doing an afternoon show?
No, I'm saying I'm not going to have you on in the mornings again if you're going to, just be that.
I will be more I promise I'll be caffeinated.
Yeah. No. It was frustrating and better that than somebody that's just faking it all the time and I'm just always having a groovy day. Don't do that.
No, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
You do, you boo-boo. Yeah.
Snowflake.
Oh, our friend
tricked me off the top rope.
Wow. Now I'm a snowflake.
I don't even have any nowhere. Internet. You sound like my kids.
She brought a folding chair into the ring, too. This is not fair.
Thanks. Thanks, Trivi. Appreciate that. Well, we got a couple, 3-4 minutes left here. As long as we got you both. Trivi and I are going to talk about this next segment, Pat. I want your thoughts because of my ranting this morning, we really didn't get a chance to do it on your show. What are your thoughts on this pending possible rumored impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz by Republicans before she's even had a case on the bench.
Well, these are words nobody in politics should say, but I'll just go ahead and say it anyway. Sure. Bring it on. And it's really in keeping with what the message is coming from Democratic and progressive circles is, if that's the message you want to put out there, Republicans, that you'll do whatever you have to do to nullify an election before she's even heard a single case, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and bring that message out. I know there's times when you get away with a lot of things in politics, like they got away with firing, you know, a cabinet member, Brad Paff, and they got away at the federal level with stealing a Supreme Court seat or two. This one, though, I don't see it in the Robin Voss playbook. I think, like a lot of things, he stokes the anger, and then when he says he can't do it, he finds a way to blame, you know, Democrats and liberals for it. So I don't think they'd really do it, but you know, if they want to give it a go, hey, vaya con Dios, kids.
I mean, Trey and I are going to talk about it. Not that I'm in touch with all the big people at the Capitol anymore, but the couple that will still speak to me, I think it's a 50-50 deal. I honestly think they're, because this is for not all the marbles, but I mean, if they actually have to have their maps be fair, I mean, you've seen this, Pat. They can't win statewide elections on their ideas anymore.
Right. They have to do it through a raw power play. Though I gotta say, Todd, I'm going to expect better of you in the future than giving me a 50-50 on that, because for all my years as a TV anchor, I gave the TV meteorologists, I gave them one rule.
Yeah.
Don't ever come on and say a 50% chance of something, because you're the scientist. I can flip a coin that's 50-50, right. So I need your 51% forecast from, you know, these weather people. So in the future, I'm going to ask the same of you.
My gut tells me at 60-40 they'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with that completely.
Wow.
I think it's more likely than not that they do it.
That is...
I don't think they get what they're walking into.
No, they don't. They're still drunk with power from Act 10 that they could stare down, you know, 200,000 people or whatever it was. So, again, good luck with it. Go ahead. Give it a go.
That's not going to
be an election.
This is Act 10 on spades nationally. This is gigantic. And when they make Brian Kemp, they're trying the same thing in Georgia. When they make him a profile in Courage, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
More on that after this. Pat Quietlow every morning, Up North News, 6 to 8. Thank
See
you, my
buddy.
Friend.
All right. Take care.
You're welcome. Trigvy Olson next on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
With the end of summer just around the corner, make sure to enjoy it at Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Go to AmoryTheater.com to see all the current movie showings and to rent out the theater. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar, open Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It's time once again, Mr. Zomers, for what?
What's Poppin' with Robin Voss.
Thank you very much. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. He joins us each and every Wednesday. We're always appreciative. Wisconsin native, Green Bay Packer owner, and longtime Republican strategist in Wisconsin and around the world. Now a former Republican like myself, Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us. Trygve, it is time for a special edition of What's Poppin' with Robin Voss.
What is popping with Robin Voss?
What's popping with Robin Voss is that he is apparently now consumed with power. As you said in the last segment, that they've got this wacky notion, and we got a couple of folks on the line. We'll take calls here in just a minute. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But let's set this up, Trygve. That Republicans in the state legislature now are, and especially the assembly, are seriously considering impeaching newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz before she's even heard a case. She won a landslide election for a statewide election in Wisconsin, over 11-point win. A million votes. And these yahoos, because she had the audacity to say what Robin Voss said in a committee hearing, which was the maps are rigged. He didn't use the word rigged. He simply said that partisan politics played a role. And Janet Protasiewicz in her campaign said, yeah, the maps are rigged. And now Republicans want to impeach her because they want her to recuse herself from this upcoming lawsuit to redraw Wisconsin's legislative and congressional maps. Do I have that about right?
You do have that right. Now let's start with the most basic essence of this. It's a question of whether she should recuse herself. Judges are supposed to recuse themselves if they have vested interest in a case. Now, these high-minded people who are saying she should recuse herself or we're going to impeach her in the legislature all have vested interest in the redistricting case because, as both Robin Voss and Protasiewicz said, the maps are rigged. So, if anybody should be recusing themselves from doing this, it should be the state legislators who are basically saying either I get to keep my seats and the maps the way they are that are rigged, or we're going to circumvent the rule of law, the separation of powers between the judicial branch and the legislative branch. And oh, by the way, the million people who voted for her, we don't care about that. What we care about is staying in power. It's antithetical to democracy. It's antithetical to what conservatism is supposed to be. And I would say to Robin, I think it's pretty antithetical to the battles that we were fighting to protect institutions back when we were college kids and you were at Whitewater and I was at Eau Claire. What has happened to you? You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. And here's the thing, deep down, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. But he's probably going to go along with it, just like they went along with fake electors and a whole bunch of other stuff.
I think what people on the outside don't realize is Robin Voss's speakership is tenuous at best. He puts on a good face, but there are people inside his caucus that want to get rid of him, replace him with someone more conservative, and questions about whether he will even seek re-election. And so here is a guy barely holding on.
Which he almost lost. Right. He almost lost in a primary.
Right. And if people want to say, oh, well, how do you know the maps are rigged? I'll tell you real quick, and Trygve will back me up on this. I was there in 2011 working for former State Senator Dale Schultz, a Republican at the time. I will tell you with firsthand knowledge that in order for sitting Republican legislators to see the draft of their own proposed map, their district, they were required to sign a non-disclosure agreement, a legal document in a legal office across the street from the Capitol. A guy that Trygve and I know well, Tad Ottman,
a longtime Republican operative for former Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, now Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. He went both ways. He worked on both the state Senate side, and it was called a committee to elect the Republican Senate, the political fundraising arm of the state Senate. He worked on both sides. And this was Tad Ottman in an office, and there are emails between he and Leah Vukmir, which are now public record, in which former Senator Vukmir is telling Tad Ottman how to draw the maps to make it to the best political advantage. So don't tell me the maps aren't rigged, Trigvy.
No, they're totally, they're rigged. And a lot of this is, to be honest, I worked on redistricting back in the 1990s, 92, 93, whatever. And, you know, the maps had been rigged the other way to a degree, but absolutely, not to this degree. And what's changed is, and people may not realize this, with technology, people can literally sit with software and a computer and say, draw me the maps that maximize the number of seats for Republicans or Democrats. And the computer will actually draw the maps based on years of election data, polling data, that will give the best maps, or draw the map that will have the most seats with more than 5% advantage for Republicans.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And this is, it's toxic. You can't have a situation where one party in statewide elections, and redistricting isn't necessarily the panacea that Democrats think it is in terms of suddenly a flip a switch because of the way Wisconsin is structured.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want more on that, just Google Craig Gilbert redistricting, and you're going to see incredible articles about it from the former Journal Sentinel reporter. But that being said, maps where you get 52% of the vote statewide and you get 33% of the seats, that's like the kind of stuff you see in Turkey or Russia or places that I've worked around the world where democracy is managed.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones quickly. 844-967-2789. If you have a question or a comment for Trigvy Olson on this issue, 844-967-2789. The impending possible impeachment by Republicans of Janet Protasiewicz, the Justice of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, and or redistricting. Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate you holding on. What say you?
Yeah, I agree there that the maps, you know, clearly a conservative point of view would actually be that the maps are unconstitutional because they're not in conformity with the direct language in our state's constitution. A question I would have is that, is this also, this attempt to impeach Judge Protasiewicz, a violation of at least the spirit of the 14th Amendment, Section 2 of the Constitution, which prevents the abridgment of a right to vote? And to my mind, is a recognition of the electoral results, and that section 2 also 14.2 also applies to judicial officers in the states as well as just representatives and president and such. That's it. So these guys are actually violating their oath to the Constitution, at least, you know, because the Constitution is as it's written. But there's also the spirit of the document. We're supposed to recognize democracy. Mm-hmm. And that a actual real conservative would actually recognize that. But these guys are not real conservatives anymore. They're power-hungry individuals, and they just want to cling to power, cling to their seats, and they don't care how they do it.
Great call, Mark. Great question. Appreciate you. Trigvy, neither of us are lawyers, but you could speak to this. You've had a lot of experience on it. We could have a state constitutional crisis at some point.
Yeah, I mean, what you're going to have first, and this is what irritates me, what you're going to have first is the state of Wisconsin and how its politics are and who its people are and all the rest of it dragged through the mud because a bunch of people are saying, I want to be in power regardless of the cost. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you're old enough to have remembered Schoolhouse Rock, the separation of powers isn't all that complicated. And the case that they want to push her out on is redistricting, which is all about themselves. I mean, they're just walking across so many lines. And, you know, democracies, in truth, I've found around the world, die in silence of people who know better.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, part of the reason why, Todd, I think we irritate some of our former colleagues on the right in the state of Wisconsin and they don't want us at the convention is because we're not staying silent. And calling them like we see them. And this is one where, quite frankly, they are going to do damage to the reputation of the state of Wisconsin in ways, if they go through with this, and they're going to set national precedents that are awful. And I do think there are probably some outside groups, national groups on the right, that are meddling in this because they believe in something called the independent legislature clause, and they would like to see state legislatures just superseding both executive branch, where you have Democrats in charge, or even Republicans in the case of Brian Kemp in Georgia, or the judicial branch, because they know that after the next election, there's nothing they would like more than state legislatures to be overturning and eliminating the courts from being able to adjudicate these things.
Going to get to Brian Kemp in Georgia in just a moment. Want to go back to the phones quickly. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Bob in Waukesha. Appreciate you listening. Bob, what say you?
Hello.
Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I got two questions. One, if they do this, didn't a court rule yesterday that Janet Protasiewicz did nothing wrong? And how can you impeach her when she didn't do anything wrong? She didn't do high crimes and misdemeanors. Can they actually get away with this, that she would be taken off the court?
Sure. I didn't catch the story, a court case regarding her yesterday. So
It wasn't a court case. It was the Wisconsin Judicial Commission or some independent body that's been set up that said she doesn't have to recuse herself. Voss immediately tried to cloud that with a bunch of what about stuff. In terms of can they do this? You know, my understanding is from talking to people that if the assembly were to impeach her, then the next step is a trial to remove her by the state Senate. In the meantime, she can't rule on any cases. Well, that's pending. And of course, the decision to move that forward would be dependent entirely on the Republican state Senate leader. So what you could have, you know, what they could essentially do is start the impeachment process, impeach her in the assembly, and then basically just leave her hanging with no ability to rule on any of the cases. And then what they've essentially done is circumvented the will of the people, which the will of the people was to basically elect her, which changes the majority on the court, basically circumvent that because then you have a 4-4 court. And it would essentially neutralize the court, which I think they would be probably pretty fine with. And then she has to make a decision. Does she step down and Evers appoint somebody, or how does that process work? But essentially, they could neutralize her. And that takes a whole bunch of issues, whether it's the abortion issue, the gerrymandering, redistricting issue, any of the issues that are sitting there before the court basically get deadlocked at 4-4.
Bob, that is your question.
How long? Okay, how long could they leave her hanging?
The Senate, I mean, it would be, my understanding is it would be until the end of the session, which would be the next election if they wanted to.
So, yeah. But Evers could appoint another justice.
Only if she stepped down.
In the same boat. If she
only
stepped down.
She would have to step down.
Yep. So you have to step down, and it's like our friend Matt Flynn says, you could indict a ham sandwich. You could also impeach anybody you want. It's what the Senate does on the trial, right? We'll see. Back with the warrant for this. Your phone calls, Trink V. Olson. This is the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The death toll has climbed to 1,300 in Morocco. Search crews in hopes of finding survivors. That quake was located in the high Atlas Mountains, but felt in remote villages and in Marrakesh. American citizen T. Barnes lives in the historic city.
I lived in L.A., so like I'm used to earthquakes. I've never been in an earthquake that is a 6.8. It was traumatic.
President Biden offering condolences and pledging U.S. aid. He's at the G20 summit in New Delhi, India. The two-day gathering of world leaders wraps up Sunday. In Pennsylvania, more than 400 police and tactical teams searching for the escaped murder convict who scaled the wall of the Chester County prison 10 days ago. Danilo Cavalante has been spotted just miles away at the Longwood Botanical Gardens. The tower guard on duty at the time of the escape has been fired. And the championship match for the Women's U.S. Open underway this hour in New York City. American Coco Gauff and Aryna Sabalenka vying for the title. This is ABC News.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer,